My name is Scott Anderson. Welcome to my podcast. I promised last month that I would start doing more of a philosophical wandering, kind of the, you know, what is it that you're thinking about, Scott? What are you looking at? What are you considering in the world, you know, as you consider and wonder and you know, kind of wander? A lot of people, and I spent a lot of time, you know, reading different philosophies and different aspects of the world around me, trying to you know, put everything together, which is really kind of, you know, the way my mind works anyway. But for me right now, you know, the reality is there's a lot of dysfunctional pieces in the world, a lot of things that are not coming together the way they used to. And I don't mean that in the sense that the world has changed and everything's bad and things are broken and they're not working. And I don't mean that in the sense that, you know, there's this concept of you got to do things a certain way now. The overreaction or political correctness of the world, it's not just that, right? There's a certain nature. I mean, my parents taught me as a child to respect human beings, right? It's critical that you look at, respect, and value human beings as you go forward, because they're human beings. They deserve that, right? But I also believe that you value the loyalty of dogs and cats and other animals that are pets that live with us for the same reason. Don't mistreat creatures that believe in you. It's an important thing. So one of the things that I've been wondering and thinking and kind of considering lately, you know, is kind of where do I want to be, right? What do I want to be doing? What do I want to be thinking about? And how do I make sure that I take the time to express my ideas? So I started writing some of my philosophical feelings on Hub Pages, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 months ago, because they're a little longer. It gives me an opportunity to kind of express myself and really share more than my blog. Normally I try to keep my blog to you know, a quick 5 minute read or less. You know, I try to keep my podcast to about 4 minutes. I try to keep my blog to about a 5 minute read. Just because, you know, I know that people are swamped, and if they're taking the time to read my stuff, I want to make sure that, you know, that I'm supportive of what it is that they want to do. So as we go forward and as we kind of think about this reality, you know, I try to live within these boxes, right? And so the Hub Pages articles allow me to live outside that box a little bit, write something a little longer, a little bit more detail, a little bit more depth. And I'm able to share and think about more things that have long come to me. Now, some of the stories that I use are stories that I shared, I had, stories that were given to me over the years. Many of them come from my time in Thailand and my exposure to Buddhism. Some of them come from my personal experiences building, you know, into stories. And some of them are simply, you know, things that I have thought about and considered and things that I've evaluated over the years. One of my favorite stories is one that I created, but it's loosely based on a story that I heard many years ago in Thailand, but it's the story of the man who came to the elders of his village saying, you know, I can't take my problems anymore. They're too much for me to handle. And the you know, the leaders of the village are said, you know, basically, look, we can't take your problems away from you. Everybody has problems. What we can do, however, is we can have everybody in the room write down their problems on a piece of paper, put it in a hat, and you can draw someone else's problems. We'll leave your problems to the side, and someone else will get your problems. You know, we'll leave your problems to the side. And so the man reached into the hat, and, you know, he keeps drawing over and over and over and over again the problems of other people, and he finds that he can't deal with their problems. Their problems are greater than his in his eyes. You know, so he asks for his own problems back. You know, that parable, that story is one that has stuck with me, and I've used it many times in many presentations as I talk to people about the concept of, you know, be careful what you ask for. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you very much for listening.